You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, this is David. It's that time again, your favorite guest, Miss Catherine Edwards. I don't even need to say anything else because you really are the favorite guest.
This is so ridiculous. It's hysterical. And here we are again, 1 month later, and we are no worse for the wear. I'm not more enlightened. I am not.
I mean, the reason I'm looking down and looking around is because I have so many notes from what just happened. We'll start. You tell me, what's your overall take?
In a nutshell, from the 4 weeks, I kind of fell for the banana in the tailpipe. I felt like we were going to be getting like something unbelievable, never before seen. And I think the hype, it didn't live up to the hype. Not at all.
Do you think most people now are like sitting there, oh my God, this is BS?
Yes. Yeah.
Again, I think I'm just a jaded New Yorker. I feel like this is what I expected.
I'm a jaded Californian. It's just, you know, we all took the hook in the mouth, the bait, swallowed it, and it's no different from anything we've seen. I really don't care about really any of it. It's just all on repeat. I don't feel different about any of it. Everything that I felt in the beginning, I feel exactly the same way about.
You do. So this didn't change your opinion at all?
No, none. Zero.
Do you think it changed anyone's opinion? Like, do you think, because, you know, at the end, like, okay, before we get to the end. Mm-hmm. Oh, first of all, cheers. Let's do our cheers. I was just telling you, one of my listeners sent me this organic vodka from Hawaii. It literally came in this huge package. I'm like, it was packed in all this ice. And look at this.
Oh.
What are you drinking tonight?
I'm kind of jealous. I don't want to disappoint you. But I'm from Milwaukee. I mean, hello. I am having an Operation Overlord Pilsner from Chula Vista Brewing. And it is so delicious. I needed a beer first. And then I feel like I can go to vodka. Because honestly, I just feel like it didn't even live up to a good vodka.
Listen, as long as you're drinking, because like, I just can't be drinking by myself. Yeah, I know. I'm not sure where to start. Like,
I will say this.
Yes.
tired of her getting a pass on the bullying. I'm so glad that finally someone mentioned it, someone that watched the show sent a message to Andy, and that Garcelle touched on it and said that she regretted not standing up for Sutton. Why does that woman get a pass on all of the screaming, threatening, bullying she has done all season and all the name calling that she does? Why does she get a pass? I don't, who talks to her the way she talks to everyone? Who?
Nobody.
Why? Why do they take it? Explain that to me.
Well, that's the thing. Like, there were certain things that she was saying that, you know, and I think, I don't know if this is the same caller, but I have to give a shout out to Mary from Long Island, because there was the Mary from Long Island. She said Dorit was duplicitous, Kyle was afraid, and Crystal was soft. She didn't say anything or quiet. So yeah, I mean, I don't understand either why you were sitting there afraid of a grown woman.
What about when they asked her what she meant by the, you know, I'm going to come for you. And then she said, oh, it's just that this is, everyone has a season. And when it's your turn, I'm going to come for you. Come on.
Right. So like, okay, first off, I mean, I do agree with the actual statement before, you know, I don't think that's what she meant, but I do agree with, yes, it's everyone's season. Now, this is bigger than a season. This is like a real thing in life, sweetie.
Right.
But I do agree, you know, like the producers will manipulate it, and when it's your season, and for her to say, so, I mean, I do agree with that, but this isn't that. This is like a real thing with victims and lawsuits, sweetheart. And second, you didn't mean that. That's not, when you say I'm going to come for someone in your family and you say it like that, to me, that is, I mean, I'm over here in New York, like I'm friends with some of the Jersey housewives. So I know people that have connections to a different side of life. Let's just say that's where my mind goes. If you say I'm going to come for you like that, I think it's a hit. I think it's the real deal. That's where my mind goes.
At least I'm going to have slashed tires, right?
Yeah, right. So with Sutton's like, I got a bodyguard, why wouldn't you when you have endless amounts? I mean, if I were Sutton, I would still have one. Like, just in general, I told you this before. Like,
not doing anything. She's not doing anything. You got to pay a bodyguard, okay? You got to pay someone to make a hit.
Well, that's true. But to then try to say that all I meant was like, I'm not going to support you when it's your turn. No, that's not at all what you were implying. Come on now. Right?
No, sorry. Not buying that one. I don't understand it. I really don't understand. And I do feel like Andy asked a little bit tougher questions. I felt like he was pretty good about it, but I also feel like he really doesn't care what she said. You know, and the fact that he's kind of look at her and she said, why are you smiling at me? And he said, because you're a piece of work and you are Bravo's piece of work. We love you. Keep it coming. Just be the shit show that you are, because it's working.
Yes. Well, it's like what we talked about last week. Like, he has his favorites. And even before this, he loves Erica. I mean, he loves Luann. He loves Ramona. Doesn't mean you can say, but he loves Erica. And like, to your point about being a narcissist, when he's saying you're a piece of work, which is like not even necessarily flattering, it doesn't matter. She loves it. Just talk about EJ. You could insult her. Just she was eating that up, that Andy Cohen was saying she was a piece of work.
So funny that you say that, because our good friend Nate, he sent me some messages and he actually talked about this. That is, doesn't matter what the comments are, good, bad, as long as you're talking about her, she's good with it. And that's so true. She doesn't care. She loves the haters. As long as you're talking about her, she's still winning.
That was one example. And then the other one, when she's like this and that, and Andy's like, did you do find my phone? She's like, it's a flip phone. Keep up. She just like, this is like, it's about her and she's telling the story, and Andy, you know, the boss man has a question and she loves it. She loves it.
Who was it that cut her off? Was it Dorit or Crystal that cut her off? And she's like, I'm talking. I mean,
I think Dorit and Dorit's mouth. And that's the other thing. Like when she was saying certain things like, well, first of all, I love when the camera, she's talking and the camera pans to Sutton and Garcelle over and over. And they're just sitting there. They are not smiling. They're not rolling their eyes. They're literally emotionless, like as if they're in a coma. They're just like, almost like, honey.
That's how I was sitting in my massage chair, just listening to it. I think with the same exact flat glazed over stare. Just, are you serious? This is what we're getting. I'm listening to this BS all over again. Nothing's changed. She hasn't shared anything.
She hasn't shared anything. But then the opposite of those two is every time they panned, like, listen, Dorit wants that job. She wants the job. And you know what it is? Now that this season is over, like, you know, listen, again, like I said, this, like, Beverly Hills is self-corrected itself because people have left, like Denise, like people have left on their own. So they really haven't had to fire someone in a long time. But eventually there's going to be a cast change. And if you really look at it now, like, listen, I think Dorit was an amazing housewife. I think she gave, she got it. But she's so out of her element now with, you know, Rob Minkoff, the Lion King director, Kathy Hilton, Kyla Mauricio, Sutton. Right. It's just, this is real talent. And like Garcelle is an actual actress that has been in the Hollywood scene forever. She knows everyone, worked with Eddie Murphy, Rinna. Like Dorit is the one who does not fit into the Beverly Hills society lifestyle that is on that couch.
Honestly, I don't say that. I think that she fits in more than Erica does now. The only reason Erica's even in there now is because she's got this crap. Other than that, you know what? I mean, they should do like a Reno Housewives. She could do a Reno Housewives. No knock on Reno, because that's a great place, but...
You don't even, so, okay, yes, I meant besides Erica. I meant, I'm just giving Erica a pass for like a few more seasons. Like, but yes, I do, okay, a couple of things. I do think Dorit's the one that stands out besides Erica, and Dorit is fighting for that. Everything Erica says, where Sutton and Garcelle don't have an expression like you, Dorit is like, oh, like the nerve. And Kyle is like, oh my God. Like Kyle and Dorit are so far up Erica's ass.
I think it's just Kyle's personality. I think Kyle would be like that with a lot of things. I think it's just her reactions, but I think she's afraid of Erica. I do think she's afraid of Erica. Yeah, I do, which I don't understand it. I wish Garcelle and Sutton would have just said what they were thinking, because you could tell they were thinking a lot.
They were thinking a lot. By the way, I do think that a Reno housewife, I love how you don't even think Erica's worthy of Vegas. You're putting her right in Reno. Like, you're not even giving her Vegas.
You gotta have money to live in Vegas, honey.
You do. Well, yes. Yes and yes. They're all afraid of her. But I mean, in addition to Rinna, I mean, in addition to Dorit and Kyle, Rinna too is just... even worse. She's like, that's like, Rinna is vocal about this. She's like, that is just, no, that is wrong. Like Rinna was really just lapping up Erica, right?
But why?
I don't know why. I mean, listen, I understand the concept of like, you're my friend. And no matter what, because I mean, this is the real world. No matter what you do, I will stand behind you. Right? Like if I had a friend that did something really bad and they were a true friend, I would stand behind them.
I guess I didn't really see the true friendship there. And maybe I'm wrong on that.
No, but that's my point. Like this is not your real friend. If Denise wasn't your real friend, then this is not your real friend. So I understand the concept. I just don't know why she thinks this is the real friendship of her life. I don't buy it.
But maybe it's just that this is her real friend on Housewives for however many seasons, because she doesn't have a real friendship with Kyle. She doesn't have a real friendship with Garcelle, Sutton, any of them. And she latched on to Erica a few seasons back when Erica was popular and that was a, you know, I think probably in her eyes, like a good buddy.
I don't think she has a real friendship with anyone.
I think she's realizing it backfired, but she couldn't do a big about face and like turn on Erica, because then she would really, really look bad.
Well,
so ship, if there is a ship to go down.
Well, speaking of which, Catherine, congratulations on your appearance in the reunion tonight. Did you see yourself?
Oh, at the Munchausen thing. Yes, yes, with my mouth. Like, I couldn't believe half the stuff I was hearing at that point. I think that was only like my third day of filming, and I could not believe what was all going on.
I was like, just, you know, you're panning around, you're showing the Eileen Davidson, you're obviously showing LVP. Just show Catherine. We're about to go live with her people.
I was literally like, it was crazy. I would sit there and think like, is this real? That was it going through my mind all the time. Is this real?
But that's the thing. Like, they talked about the Munchausens. They talked about Kim. They talked about Denise. And yes, now we have Rinna saying that she's because first she went on and she was very like, I'm so sorry to Yolanda.
She doesn't give a rat's ass. Sorry about that. Sorry, Rinna. I don't buy it. You're not sorry. And maybe to some regard, when you have like that little window of conscience where you really truly think about the things you've done. But all in all, I think she just probably says, listen, dear Lord, forgive me. I was making a life.
If you've ever dreamed of having the chance to win awesome prizes, like a dream vacation in an overwater villa in the Maldives, a DeLorean DMC-12, or my personal favorite, karaoke with Charlize Theron, then you have to check out Omaze. It's the new way to give back to charity and win big prizes while doing it. Here's how Omaze works. You enter for the chance to win something amazing, and at the same time, you can donate to support great causes. It's a fun and easy way for nonprofits to raise money and for you to win big prizes, like a multi-million dollar house in Miami. You have to check out this house. It's over 6,000 feet. It has 7 bedrooms and 6 bathrooms. So here's how it works. You go to omaze.com/velvetrope and you select the Miami Dream House or a different experience of your choosing. Once you've selected your prize, you choose a donation amount from $10 to $150. The more you donate, the more entries you'll get. Through your donations, Omaze has raised more than $150 million to support over 350 nonprofits around the world. How great is that? So listen, enter today for your chance to win the Miami Dream House or any other life-changing prizes and experiences. Omaze.com/velvetrope. Plus, receive 20 extra entries when you enter the code VELVETROPE20. That's omaze.com/velvetrope. And use VELVETROPE20 as your code to receive 20 extra entries when you visit omaze.com/velvetrope.
I was making myself a job. I was making a paycheck. Yeah.
Yeah. And I agree, but as much as you're saying that, at least I believe that 10% she felt bad for Yolanda. Then it comes to our second situation, Miss Richards. And I'm like, bitch, you are not even trying to fake it, but you are scared of that Miss Hilton. You don't give a crap about Kyle. You're afraid of Kathy Hilton directly across from you. I mean, and they showed Kathy and I'm like, this is her fucking sister. Yeah, I have bad mouth tonight. And it's just like, Rinna she's not sorry about Kim Richards in any way, shape or form. And right. And if Kyle were there, she'd be like, shut the fuck up, Kyle. Yeah, I don't want to hear it. She's literally shaking her boots because Miss Hilton is in the house.
And I was watching, they cut back to Kathy and Kathy's face is kind of somber. She definitely was having thoughts too. I think everyone wants to stay below the radar because this was so much the take Erica down and they didn't want to get in any of the crosshairs and just let her be all of what the reunion is about and the season's about. And that was big enough. But I really feel like they all failed in the aspect of saying what they really were thinking. And that's kind of like the housewife mantra. Whatever pops in your head, whatever you think, just say it. Just say it. I can promise you that 80% of what they were all thinking, they did not say. Did not.
And that's what you were told when you filmed or when you were involved? Just like, say it, Catherine.
Say it. Just say it. I thought, holy cow. I can never say what I think all the time. I would like look like a nut job. I think horrible things at times. I think we all do. I think it's human nature.
Yeah.
It's called a film.
I mean, imagine if you're getting like five, you know, let's take Crystal out of this. Oh, let's take Sutton out of this and Garcelle. So they're on the lower end of the salaries. They just got there. But everyone else, you know, we're talking 500 to like one plus. Imagine if you're like, the check is going to clear whether I bring it or not. And it's Erica's season, right? Like you're not really motivated. These are pros. They're like, why would I say anything? The check is cleared, what? Honey.
The guillotine's coming down on her head. Why should I say anything? And, you know, and Sutton had it in the beginning because Erica's story was just unfolding, I think. And, you know, and they thought, okay, here's this thing with Crystal and that was going to be a story. And I think they throw it all at the wall to see what sticks and if something bigger is going to come out of it. And they need little sub stories and subplots. But as Erica's thing unfolded and that became so real, and Erica, her narcissism and wanting to be all of it. I mean, when she did the whole thing, cause I showed up, cause I'm here. Oh God, sit down, go away. It's an ugly coming here, honey. No one really, really wants to see that coming here. She's lost. For me, she has lost her sparkle. She's lost that kind of sexy, coy, you know, kittenish kind of thing that she had. Whether you liked it or not, that was, I think, her kind of selling calling card. That's gone. I think we need to come up, all the viewers need to come up with a good nickname. EJ is, or Erica Jane is out the window. She is not that anymore. And Erica Jane is dead. I mean, after Tom can't fund that career, it's over. So she needs a new name. And I don't know. I think everyone should send in on your IG or YouTube what her new name should be. Because I'm trying to think of it. And it's not coming to me, but it is some type of Southern, you know, she like works in a saloon kind of thing. It's just,
I was going to say, like, maybe you could come up with a name, Catherine. I mean,
trust me, I will come up with it. I will. I thought last week it was Maud, and that's two New Yorkers. She could like be running like a brothel. She could do that. That's really like a great career choice for her. She'd be great at.
Do you know what someone said on my YouTube? Now, I have to say, so I had this girl on my podcast. You are not going to know who she is. Suki Hanna. She was on Love & Hip Hop. And, you know, she's not maybe like refined like some of these Beverly Hills ladies, but she is a doll. I love her. And she is on OnlyFans and she does lots of things. And she's like, look, I'm going to have sex with my man. And the bitch bought a Bentley. Okay. I'm like, Suki Hanna, like you have a Bentley. Like, so somebody on YouTube said, I don't know who it is, or I've given them a shout out. They're like, perhaps Miss Jane should go on OnlyFans. And I'm like, Suki Hanna bought, I mean, literally hand to God, she bought a Bentley. So I would like a Bentley. I mean, no one's going to pay for me. Erica, she might maybe go on OnlyFans. Really? I'm not trying to be funny.
OnlyFans, where like you do like soft porn, or do you date people, or how does it work?
You do soft, so like it's a, you pay. So like say that like you were on OnlyFans, it's literally how it sounds. It's a, listen, why these things keep existing in the world and you and I don't think of these things is beyond me. Because who would have thought? It's literally OnlyFans. So say like you were on it, whatever your price is, some people are $6.99, some people are $20, but you can't see anything unless they pay.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day! This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time. Apes hunt humans. That is wrong. Bend for your king. Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And it's not even necessarily softcore porn. It's pretty much, it could be just straight out porn, straight out porn. So the porn industry, like, mark my words, will be done soon. Like, this is just like your average person who can't get a contract can do this.
So is, like, is a girl that's on OnlyFans, does she have a guy with her, another girl with her? Is, like, she in an act, or is it just like, it's like a peep show? Like, she's like got, you know, like a vibrator and she does something for 30 seconds or a minute. Like, how does it work?
All of the above, honey. There could be pictures. There could be solos. There could be vibrators. There could be a full on like orgy. There, whatever you want to put on your OnlyFans.
Oh,
you could have full on sex. It's literally like, you know, I guess back in the day, if you want,
someone's going to charge $699. How much time do they get of this?
I mean, all the ones that I've seen are way less than that. And I mean, you get like, you don't get like a 3 hour, but I mean, it, once you get it for the month, you get everything. So say it's $9.99, you can look at every back video for that particular person. And then if you don't want to continue the next month, you don't, but.
Not live though. It's not live.
No, I don't think you can even do it live. Maybe you could, that I don't know, but it's videos. But I mean, your video could be 5 minutes or it could be an hour. That's up to you.
What prevents someone from taping it and like having it and owning it then? Or not, like, I know you can't legally do that, but what if someone like, I'm going to save this for myself later on tonight. What would prevent?
I'm sure there are people listening to this that can answer that. Now I have to say, if you're on Snapchat, like I'm not really a Snapchat person, but if you're on Snapchat and you try to record something, it won't let you. If you physically, like, you try it and it won't let you. So I'm assuming there's something in OnlyFans, I'm sure these listeners could answer, where you can't record it.
Now, and like be holding a phone, videotaping us talking. You could have a phone and videotape your OnlyFans viewing. Right?
What do you mean? Well,
like, if you have phones, you can record what you're looking at on your phone with another phone.
Well, that's true. I haven't thought of that. Right. Cause you can do screen record, like on Snapchat, you can't do screen record, but yes, I guess if you have a different phone and you probably, I mean, I never thought of that, but sure. I don't see why that wouldn't work.
iPad and record it with your cell phone while you're watching it on your iPad.
Okay, all of this is true. I just think, like, if you're addicted to the person that you're following, you still want the new content, so you'll still pay the $9.99. But sure, you could probably do that. I never thought of it that way, but yes. Listen, Catherine, you need to think of the next OnlyFans because it's a brilliant idea. And the thing is, like, think about it. Like, you know, all these people out there that, you know, would have to audition for a porn and this, now there's none of that. You literally are like, I am a porn star today. And
How much does OnlyFans get? Like, what's their take on it?
That I don't know. But I imagine that it's like Cameo, like I'm on Cameo and I think they get like 25%. Like, it's, I bet you OnlyFans and the person, it's like a win-win. Like, to me, I would lock myself in this apartment and do cameos all day if people would book me.
If anyone wants me to shout out on Cameo, I'm happy to do it.
I guarantee you that my price is cheaper than yours on Cameo.
Oh, I'm $50.
I'm $10. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. You're better than me.
Cause here's my thing. If I'm not booked all day, then it's going to stay $10. The day I'm like, I'm so overwhelmed and too busy to do this, it's going to be raised. We're not there yet, but people book me. My last booking was a lovely woman named Samara or something for someone's birthday or someone's having a baby. It's fun.
I got to ask a bridesmaid or ask for a bride. Her best friend asked her to be a bridesmaid in the wedding. That was kind of cool. But you see, I have to like kind of fix myself a little bit. I can't roll out of bed and just do it. I have to look semi-cute. That's the hard thing for me.
Honey, I apologize to all of the people that have seen me on. Listen, I mean, I don't have a Donnie here. So there's no one holding the phone. It's like, I put the phone down and I'm like, and mind you, as easy as it is to do, it's like, I wait days and days. It's like, you know, when it says to you, you have 24 hours, you're going to lose this money. I'm like, shit, I got to do all this shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to donate all of mine to the Veterans Foundation.
That's very nice of you. I don't take mine out. I have a weird thing where like when I do things, I just let the money accumulate. And then one day I'm going to take it out, kind of like American Express points.
Yeah. Like $1 million.
So it's like with my Patreon, it all adds up. And I'm just like, I mean, until I need it, I'm just letting it sit there. So sometimes I'm like, oh, wow, I'm doing good on.
Wait, going back to the reunion, what about when Erica said, you know, that she was spending like, you know, over the 15 years, she spent 20, was it 20 million or 14, whatever the money was. And she's like, we're all dropping like 1 or 2 million a season, a year.
I have that earmark to discuss. Yes.
I don't think they're all dropping 2 million bucks a year. No, I'm sorry. I don't. Some of them, sure.
Miss Hilton and Miss Strack and maybe Miss Minkoff. Maybe Kyle. Garcelle, no.
But wait, you're saying what? I took it as 1 to 2 million on just living her life, like hair, makeup, beauty treatments, clothes, car, whatever she needs. Like that's how much money. Holy cow. I would not.
Right. Like that's the thing. So Andy was like, and this,
no way.
Right. Like Andy was like, you spent 14 to 20. And she's like, well, what the hell is your problem? It was over like 10 years. So it was like $2 million a year that we're all doing that.
Doing that here.
I was going to ask you this. Like, I mean, you're in Beverly Hills. Like that's not, I mean, Kathy Hilton, sure. I'm sure.
And I will say this. I mean, you know, everyone can, whatever it is, like how much is someone's net worth, like celebrity net worth. That stuff is not true. I will tell you that the numbers are off.
Well, it looks like the holidays came early this year at Manscaped, the leading men's hygiene brand. Manscaped just launched new products, including their all new ultra premium body wash and a 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner. It's time to give yourself or that special man in your life the gift of beautiful skin, hair, and being well-groomed down there. I mean, it's 2021. Is anyone like the non-Manscaped look these days? I don't. Listen, go to manscaped.com and use code VELVET for 20% off plus free shipping. When you go to manscaped.com, you also need to check out the Performance Package 4.0. It comes with a signature lawnmower. That is an electric trimmer that has proprietarily advanced technology to reduce, ouch, mishaps while using it. It's also waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. It's the perfect gift for yourself or for that special man in your life. Listen, the Manscaped Performance Package also includes a lot of other things. Deodorant, moisturizer, toner, yeah, all for down there. Listen, instead of having an uncomfortable conversation with your partner, just buy them this. Give it to them and the gift kind of speaks for itself, right? Also, it comes with anti-chafing boxers. All of this in the Performance Package 4.0. Listen, it doesn't just have to be for yourself or that special man in your life. Get a gift for your father, your brother. It's for everybody. So listen, go to manscaped.com. You get 20% off plus free shipping when you use the code VELVET. Every guy out there, I feel, needs to be Manscaped.
And they're off by sometimes more than double, triple, quadruple off. And I know that, well, I think that I know what we have, and I know that I have more than some of them. And I can promise you that I don't spend it like that. And I really, really do not believe they do either. That is not smart. And those women, for the most part, they're smart. So that's like blowing through someone's money because you can. I don't like that. Nope.
I mean, like, are you buying a house? Are you buying an apartment in New York? No, it's right. She's just saying living. It's ridiculous.
You remember way back when I was saying, you know, you go buy a Van Cleef and Arpels necklace. You're getting, you know, 25% back if you ever want to sell it. That Cartier ring that Tom bought her for $250,000. She'll be lucky she gets, if she'd ever want to sell it, she could get like, I don't know, maybe 50, 75. I think that's what it goes for.
I would agree with that.
Unless it's a limited edition, unless something is like Crystal's little Hermes bag, that will hold value because there's only so many of them or whatever. But if a Cartier ring, order it, and you have the money to pay for it, and they will make it for you again, it is what it is.
This is why, I mean, I have like certain watches that probably have held their value, but this is why I don't sell things yet. Like, I have a lot of like Gucci and Louis and like all those bags. I'm like, one day, maybe, but I don't need like 50, 25% on the real at this moment in my life.
I mean, I sell stuff on there if
you're never going to use it.
And my sisters don't want it, or my nieces. I mean, okay, you know. Or if I think it's worth something. I've had things where I'm like, holy cow, I remember how many thousands of dollars I paid for this bag. And then you want to sell it, and it's in great condition. I only used it 5 times, and I'm going to get $750 for it.
Just keep it.
Yeah.
I had earmarked that of like when she was like, whatever. It was like $2 million over like 10 years. And I'm like, everyone who's listening to this podcast right now, listen, maybe everyone listening right now has $2+ million. And I'm not being condescending. I'm just saying you're out of touch with reality. Like, the average human being will never see in their bank account and that whatever $2 million. And if you don't realize that, you are out of touch with reality. How is that? Like I think like a Kathy Hilton or a Sutton, I think they get it. Like, we are very rich compared to society. Right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And I think that the difference is that when, you know, you build it together, or, you know, for instance, Sutton's thing, and she said, you know, people who have money don't really talk, who have real money don't talk about what they have. You just don't. And, you know, whether Kathy's money comes from something that her and Rick made together, you know, I don't know what she got after the Hilton thing sold. I don't, you know, or was it money that she and Rick built, and they built their dynasty. They had a good head start, but they really got to where they are based on their hard work. I mean, I knew them. I met them decades ago, and I never thought that it was like so crazy money, you know, like how it is now. But blowing through someone's money because you think it's a, you know, water coming out of the tap, and just spending it on glam, you know, to $1,500 to get your makeup done for one night where you come home and you wash it off, and you're going to do that how many days a week? $1,500, I think, is what Scott Barnes charges.
Wow. Yeah, that I understand, like, okay, let's go out for the night. Let's go to this like charity event or whatever. But my price point for that is like, you know, less than $1,500, like it all in. So I don't really understand that either. You know, yeah. my outstanding quote last week that just stood out was when Andy was like, you know, do you think it's tone deaf, this and that, and the consumption? And she's like, what consumption? As she's getting on the private plane. This week, my quote that stands out is, where Andy's like, you know, you seem very angry and this and that. And like, you know, you isolated these women that are on the couch. And she says, I might have isolated America. I haven't isolated these women. I'm like, or no, she didn't even say America. She's like, I haven't isolated them. I'm like, honey, you've isolated the entire country.
Thank you. She has no clue. But that again is the narcissistic behavior. It doesn't matter. To her, it does not matter that people don't understand who she is, what she's thinking, how she feels. She doesn't care. It's only about her.
Standout quote of the night. He was like, you isolated. She's like, I haven't isolated anyone. I'm like, that is the mic drop of the entire season. You have isolated everybody.
She was surprised when he said it. Like, she was, what? I haven't done that. And all of their faces were literally, and Garcelle said, that's why we're, when she snapped at Chris or whatever, and she goes, that's why we don't want to come to you with anything. It's not safe.
That's the other thing where she kept saying, you know, that scene where they were all there and she's like, you should have come to me. I should have been invited. It's like, we come to you and you, here we are, we're right in front of you now and you're snapping our heads off. And that's when like Dorit even chimed in, and then Dorit was like, oh shit, I better shut up because I'm gonna piss off.
But do you think that any of them, maybe other than Rena, really truly want to be her friend now after they've seen her like this? Even if you had to do it for this show, you'd keep that at a distance.
Dorit will do anything. I do. I think Dorit will do anything to stay on the show. I
don't like that. That to me is like, I mean, is that your self-worth? Like, do you really feel like you have to take that smack from everybody? Let people talk to you so poorly, you know, be portrayed that way. We have to put all this out there like a, you know, like a trick and show pony.
I don't like it. Listen, I think next season Sutton isn't going to back down. I think the biggest change next season will be Garcelle and Crystal. I think they will, Crystal especially, but even Garcelle is going to come in. Like, she had a voice this season, but she really has one now. I think those three are going to be like, we don't give a fuck. I do think Dorit would, yes. Dorit is a dog and pony show. And if you want her to do tricks and turn cartwheels for her supper, I think Dorit will get down on all fours and put up her paws and beg as long as she can have her, you know, if Erica was making six, she was probably at like $4.95 and she needs to stay because she loves her Louis and her Balmain. I do.
Well, she's another one who's spending more than she's bringing in.
100%. That's where, to me, it's like, if you take Erica out of it, because, like, I mean, she's not going anywhere now. And I mean, based on her interaction with Andy, she's not getting fired. I think Dorit is the imposter on the couch. Sorry, I'm not coming for her. I just think it never dawned on me before, the cast was different. But with this cast, I think Dorit is the one that sits there like, I will do just, I'm lucky to be here. Like, right? Like, we can picture this show without Dorit at some point soon.
Yep. I think that Crystal, I think that the trio, the Trinity next or this coming season is going to be Sutton, Crystal, and Garcelle. That is going to be, if they can figure this out now, that is going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Yes.
Everyone, I'll be honest with you, they all kind of, if those three pull it together, they will, I mean, who's going to take them down? No one, unless they serve it up.
I don't think they will. And like, I do talk to so many housewives, like after their second season, and a lot of them are like, I just didn't know. I never watched. I didn't understand it. And a lot of them get, right, like you're raising your hand.
I had no clue. I really didn't. I thought I could do it like with one hand tied behind my back. Like, come on. No, because it's the editing though, David, you really can't. That's the 13th man on the field, or the 12th man on the field, I should say. That's the part that you cannot plan for because you don't know it the way they're editing things.
Listen, you are not the only one season wonder. There's a lot of one season wonders. But if you take them out of the equation, the people that get a second season that maybe shouldn't have based on America, when they come to the second season, they get it. And then it's like Wendy Osefo on Potomac right now. People come back and then they're like, now I got it. And this isn't me. This isn't me, but I want the job. So now I got it. So now I'm showing up. So I feel Crystal is one of those. Like, she's not dumb. She was on my podcast. I think Crystal now is like, didn't know what she was doing. She watched the show. She's a fan. Not just of Beverly Hills. She's a fan of every franchise.
Smart. She's a smart girl. You can tell.
Yeah. And I'm not criticizing her. I just think in this dynamic, she went home and said, I got it. She didn't get fired. I think Crystal's going to be the biggest change this season and be like, here I am. I'm going to play.
I hope so.
And I think Garcelle is going to go from understanding it to like really just being like, I'm not taking your shit.
It's going to be interesting to see. I mean, I've been reading, I saw these things, how Erica's hoping for a gentler, whatever, like a more forgiving. How, where, what, I mean, with what? How? And you know what? That honestly would be such bullshit if they start editing her to make her look softer and sweeter, and they don't touch on all of this that's going on, because and then I think that the viewers will get bored quick. I really do.
You do, because my prediction, because I always go to like the business part of it and not the reality. Mm-hmm. I think like a producer. I can't help it. Like, again, I can never have a recap podcast. I need to like break. I think that they don't want to lose Erica. Andy doesn't want to lose Erica. And I think they're going to go with the kinder, gentler edit. I just feel it.
Sure. But what then? But what's the storyline? That's what she's got, though. What is going to trump what is happening in her real life? They're not going to show it anymore, but everyone's going to speak about it on their own. Come on.
No, they'll show enough of it and people won't come around, but enough will, and it will be just like a different dynamic. Cause I've read the same thing and I think.
But that's not fair. That's not fair. And then they're going to pick on who.
I agree. And I think she's also in a dream world to think that like, honey, this wasn't an edit. This is like a real shit. Like, even if they give you a kinder edit, we all have like Google alerts and like your life is going on.
I don't know. I don't. That to me, if they don't stay with what's going on, the viewers aren't going to all of a sudden think like, oh, wow, now she's, you know, this humble, sweet friend that everyone wants to, you know, get into a tiff with, and she's not going to call me a name anymore. Come on.
I think that the people are so against her.
Yeah, I don't see that turning. I personally don't see that. Well, I probably am speaking from my point of view. Not probably, I am speaking from my point of view. I don't see how 2 months and even a kind edit is going to change anyone's opinion of what they saw this past season. Like, you're just supposed to forget all of it?
No. Again, that's where I just don't understand why. Well, here's another thing. So like when Andy asked her, like, you apparently talked to Tom five, he calls you 5 times a day, which I don't even know if that's so true. And she was like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, did you ever ask him if he did this? Mm-hmm. And she avoided it. once again, she made it about herself. She was like, how could you, how could you leave me with all these lawsuits? And I'm like, Erica, this is not about you.
No. And you know, I there were a couple of times where I thought about the case, if she really didn't know anything. And even in that instance, I'm still left with the same situation when she admitted that she noticed when she was in New York and the credit card, remember how we said before, if the credit card got denied and she would say, oh, what's going on? And she said that happened in 2020 while she was in New York doing Chicago, or not Chicago. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Chicago. Yes.
Was that what it was?
That is what it, Roxy Hart, is Roxy Hart Chicago? I fucking saw the thing. Yes.
I don't even know. Roxy ever. Hart. But it happened then. Okay. It happened then. You don't think she said, hey, what's going on?
I was so distracted by her sidebar of being a rich bitch. Like, did you see that whole sidebar where she was like, talk to Annie? She was like, honey, yeah. You know, he was like, it was declined. And she was like, yeah, you know, like, did you see that? You know what I'm talking about? That one, that correspondence with Andy where she was like, yeah, it was declined. I'm like, what do you think I did, sweetie? Like, yeah. Like I ditched the old man and like, you know, he didn't pay for my, you know, $13,000. Like there was that, that's why, right? There was that, it's these little moments and she had that little sidebar with Andy. Like, yeah, it was declined. Like that's where it's like, you care about money only. You just like, we're watching this. It's the minutes, right?
It's not to say that, hey, he didn't have any more victims, monies, any more settlements that he could pilfer to pay your credit card bill. And that's what she doesn't understand. That's the part that she just doesn't get.
She doesn't get it.
No, she doesn't get it. She's not going to get it. She's not going to get it. If she hasn't gotten it by now, she is not going to get it.
I mean, props to Andy for following up and being like, no, like, did you ask him if he knew? But she still didn't really, she avoided it by saying like, he doesn't know anything he's saying. So whatever he said, wouldn't reveal. I'm like, ugh, that doesn't really answer the question. She didn't answer the question.
Terrible. Yes. This is bad. Cause I'm not laughing at anyone. My mom has dementia, so I'm really sensitive to that. But when they show the picture of him, Tom, with the black eye, he's standing there and she's like, she was crying. She asked like, she wanted to check on him and everything. I thought to myself like, you know, does he really? Because last year, whatever it was, he was okay and fine and he could still have the conversations, and whether he was telling her that all of a sudden boom he went downhill that fast and now he's just falling. I said, did anyone ask how he got the black eye? What happened? How did he get the black eye? We're just supposed to assume he fell? Did someone punch him? Like what happened? Is this just another thing we just gotta like roll with? Like this he has a black eye. He's got dementia.
Listen.
That cemented everything for everyone in the dementia category. He looks terrible with a black eye. Dementia. Come on.
It's a little strange.
I mean, that was like that for them, that was like the money shot. Okay, we got the shot where he looks like totally disheveled and downtrodden and
that was strange. It was also strange where they talked about the cars and she's like, well, there was one car accident, two, and Tom's car was, I mean,
there were a couple things, right? I thought to myself, what? And I thought, do I rewind it? And then I said, nah, I really don't care. Keep going. I don't care. It's not worth playing it back. It's because I'm not buying it. It's bullshit. I'm not saying that she knew he was taken from all the clients to the degree that he was, But I do believe that she knew about lawsuits that were going on where people weren't being paid. I believe that she knew that the money had run out and she was still spending. I don't know about the $20 million. She denies that $20 million went into her account. Now I saw your comment. Is it Ronald Richards or whatever?
You saw it today.
You're like, I'm an attorney and I can't even understand this. But she's now saying that she doesn't have to pay the bills because the bills are being paid by the law firm and her EJ Global wasn't her company. And
is that what she's saying? I thought she was saying like, there's a conflict of interest here and Emerson should be removed from the case or something like that. I thought, I didn't understand it.
No, I didn't either.
I thought she was saying there's a conflict of interest. Like Emerson is coming after me, but they had some deal and like there was a kickback from Jordy Keith and like they should be removed. Like her lawyers are grasping at straws.
If the other attorneys in the firm were complicit or accomplices in not giving the people that they defended, the plaintiffs, their money in the settlement, whomever was attached to those cases, they should also be held accountable and they should be in the same boat that he is. They have to prove that. But wherever the money goes, when she talks about the clawback of the money, if it is other attorneys who, if you knew about it and you were benefiting from it, clawback. But come on, a secretary's salary?
I mean, here's the thing. If you are with someone, this is my thing. Like we've talked about this before. If you're with someone, you love them and this is your love. Yeah. You would say, why is there $20 million in my account? Like what is going on? Like
she said there was no $20 million in her account.
I know. That's a whole nother thing.
But
I mean,
okay. It's all going to come out. It'll all come out. Even if the money didn't go in there, even if $20 million didn't go into her account, she doesn't realize that she's never going to be let completely off just because of the way she blew through the money. And there were victims and she couldn't empathize and sympathize with the victims when the moment was in real time. You can't go back 2 years later and say, now I get it. Oh, I feel terrible. I had no idea that I was coming across looking at. That's not how I felt. It doesn't work.
Do you guys agree with Catherine that it just doesn't work? And I just want to rewind and go back to earlier in our conversation where Catherine wants to come up with a whole new name for Erica. Can everyone just like DM and like get in touch with me and or Catherine and like, what should Erica's new name be? That was like the highlight of this first part for me. Stay tuned. Part two coming tomorrow. We're going to go out with a bang, guys. We're going to close down this reunion and just deal with it all. So part two coming tomorrow. And can Erica get back? Can she recover from all of this? So hope you love this chat. Part two coming tomorrow with Miss Catherine Edwards. Really, truly your favorite guest.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me, and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.